Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April the 17th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, although we are also without Billy Flynn today, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it's Billy Free Radio today. He's off on some, like, day job-related thing. So I am the vicar solo today with all of the news that you need to know. I don't know. Maybe you don't need to know it. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to tell it to you, all right? How about that? Starting off, as we always do, with or without Mr. Flynn, it don't matter. My job is nevertheless to tell you what's going on tonight. Lots of food, first of all. Food, something that doesn't come easily to the castaways on Survivor CBS tonight. The prize for the reward challenge. Not just a meal, but a veritable feast, as it were. I haven't seen it, but that's what my copy says. So apparently, yes, it's a feast tonight on Survivor. NBC All New. Harkening back almost to the days of Must See Thursday on NBC, back when that meant something. All new, my name is Earl. Let's see, Beau Bridges returns in a guest spot as Earl's dad. 30 Rock, new tonight, Tim Conway guest stars on that. You got The Office, you got Scrubs, it's all there, it's all exciting, all right? Granted, that's maybe a little excessive, I don't know if it's exciting or not. I guess it is if you love NBC Thursday night. Smallville is back with new episodes tonight over on the CW, starting tonight with a death. That's right, somebody buys it tonight on Smallville. There's a repeat of Supernatural after that. Movies of note, John Wayne's final film on AMC tonight, The Shootist from back in 1976, which is good stuff, by the way. Not my favorite of the John Wayne films, but a good one nevertheless. What is this ION? I-O-N, that's the abbreviation I've got on my listing. What is that? I don't even know all these channels anymore. It's probably because I don't actually watch very much television. But The Neverending Story, featuring the title track from Le Mal, 1984, former lead man for Kaja Gugu. A little bit of trivia for you guys. TBS show in Men in Black, the original one. That would be the good one. For those of you who, like me, like the first one and thought that the other one is 2 hours, you're not getting back. VH1, the 100 Greatest Kids stars. And Showtime continuing season two of The Tudors tonight. All right, late night TV, anything notable? The Daily Show tonight, Uma Thurman is going to be on. Late, late show. Take a look at Alyssa Milano, see how she's doing, see how she's holding up these days. And let's see, well, Ryan Reynolds is on Conan O'Brien tonight. Ryan Reynolds got some geek cred, right, from the Blade movies. He's Van Wilder, he's Deadpool, right, in that new upcoming Wolverine movie as well. So there you go, you got some Ryan Reynolds you can take a look at as well in case you're a fan of him. So there you go. That's your TV pages for this evening, for this Thursday night. Now, moving on to stuff that's going on here in the new future for Geek Radio Daily. We are coming into con season. Granted, we've already been to one at StellarCon, but our local con in Richmond, RavenCon, is coming up next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend, 25th, 26th, and 27th. I want to say it's at a Comfort Inn. It's Midtown West Broad Street. And I don't remember, because back in my day when I used to rent suites there to play D&D, which I did because I'm that much of a geek, it was a Holiday Inn, but it's something else now. Anyway, you can look it up online. Go and look at RavenCon or Google RavenCon online, and you'll see it. In fact, you'll see me. My pretty mug there is among the guests, the podcasting guests. The patron saint of this here program, podcasting's Rich Siegfried, is going to be there in person. Mer Lafferty's going to be there this year, too, which is pretty exciting. T. Morris, all kinds of cool podcasting people. Now, I don't think I have the program in front of me. I'm involved all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, opening ceremonies on Friday, and then, and I want to say I've got a couple of things during the afternoon on Friday, too. I'll get you the details this weekend when we get along to GRD Weekly, which we'll talk about in a second as well. And then Saturday, including several events, including a live recording of Mr. Adventure on Saturday, and I have a 12 o'clock panel as well. So if you're going to be at RavenCon, cool. Say hey to us. We are going to be there. We, meaning myself and the Bruce from GRD Weekly. Billy Flynn not going to be able to make that. However, the Flynn and I and respective spouses are also going to be at Balticon coming up Memorial Day weekend. Then we get a little bit of a lull. I don't think I've got time to do anything else over the summer until we get to Gen Con in late summer. So that's the schedule. As for GRD Weekly, that's right. That's our weekly hour-long show. We are going to have our summer movie preview coming up this weekend. Make sure you don't miss that. Dave and Dex from ScreenGeeks.com making a guest appearance. That show we're going to tape for you on Saturday. And while we're there, while we're at the worldwide studio headquarters of Radio WRAR, we're also going to tape an interview segment, a special interview segment from another podcaster. We'll give you a little preview of that on Saturday's show as well. I mention all of that because I want to make sure you're catching the show. If you're just listening, maybe listening online, or if you're listening on Vocalo 89.5 FM up in Chicago, you're not catching the weekly show, GRD Weekly, episode number, I want to say, 9, coming up this Saturday. There will be a full crew complement on board for that. It's going to be myself, the Bruce, Billy Flynn, all back in action on Saturday, okay? A little bit of a short show without Billy Flynn with us here today, so we're going to go to break, and when we come back, it is Thursday, so we've got podcast and got a short look at some geek news for your Thursday. In fact, this Thursday, April 17th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Chris, you've got the 7 sun plans, but you don't have me. You were going to kill me, Chris. You were going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you. And I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me, cliffhangered, marooned for all eternity in the center of a waterlogged, forgotten lab. Buried alive. Buried alive. Buried alive.
Chris!
The secret lair. The final. Oh, come on. You cannot be serious. No, I am not reading that. And what is this? These are the voyages of 230-something Midwestern geeks? Forget it. I'll say subscribe at www.thesecretlair.com, and that's it. I'm done.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 17th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. The vicar going solo today. Billy Flynn is off doing special and important things. That's why they leave me here, because when they have somebody go do special important things for the day radio job, well, they ask for Billy. Go figure. He'll be back tomorrow for a regular show. In the meantime, it's just you and me, y'all. It's going to be aight. Potty at DeVicka's, his house. Hey! All right, let's move right on into our patio book segment for Thursday.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, patio books. Let's see now. Alan David Justice's Communion of the Saint is a novel of past and present skepticism and belief. It's also now marked complete, clocking in at 17 episodes. Getting high marks across the board. Check that out. The Communion of the Saint. Brand newly completed novel over on patiobooks.com, which is a bandwagon you need to get on, friends. We're certainly discovering it. The world is discovering it. What with Scott Sigler's book being so major on the list, just barely missing the New York Times bestseller list. And what was it? Number two, going back and forth between the two, fighting it out with Stephen King on Amazon for the most popular horror book in the U.S. upon its April 1st release. So we recommend you check that out. I am one of these people who gets just maddened by listening to episodic books like that. I have to do it with the books that I'm reading right now because they're going on right now. But I like to wait till something is done, like The Communion of the Saint. All 17 episodes are done. That is when I jump on board. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you like having the cliffhanger for a week until you get your next one. That's totally up to you, and that's part of the coolness of patiobooks.com. Now, Scott Sigler and J.C. Hutchins grabbed some ink for a major newsprint from major newsprint in a recent story in the Washington Post. Evo posted this. I don't have the date. He just said recently. I don't know. Recent article in the Washington Post. Thanks for continuing to raise the awareness of the public for you and your 150-ish associated authors over there at patiobooks.com. So yay, getting a little recognition from mainstream press. About time. The Seventh Son trilogy is over, but author J.C. Hutchins isn't quite done with the story. He's asking for your help on a related project called Seventh Son Obsidian. This is going to be a mix of short stories and podcast distributed content, audio, video, all kinds of cool stuff set in the Seventh Son universe. Quite a few big guns from podcasting and podcast fiction contributing stuff. So, between now and April 30th, get to creating. People, send it in. He's looking for help from you. JC has posted a lot more details for you on his website. Get over there and start playing in the sandbox, baby. Now, last Saturday, the San Francisco Chronicle, the San Francisco Gate, ran a story featuring two of their local boys gone good, Seth Harwood and Scott Sigler. Sigler, of course, has Nocturnal and Infected running right now. And Seth Harwood, good guy. Met him last year at Dragon Con at Sigler's Pimps and Hoes party. Hopefully I'll see him at Dragon Con again. He's the author of the Jack Palms books, including Jack Wakes Up, which I just started. Second chapter I finished yesterday. So both these cats, I'm reading their stuff right now, and I gotta recommend it. Both of these guys had print books launched within the last month that made a big splash over at Amazon.com, publishing, and their careers as writers on the whole. It seems that you people, the Patio Books fans, can't get enough. And if you're one of those people who hasn't gotten it yet, and you're still hearing my voice and thinking, yeah, that's something I might check out, do it. Patiobooks.com. Go check it out. Or if you know the titles or you know the authors, you can search on iTunes Store for any of that stuff. Seth Harwood, Jack Palms, Jack Wakes Up, any of that. Or Scott Sigler. You can search under him, or you can search under Infected, or Nocturnal, or The Rookie, or for that matter, Ancestor, Earthcore, any of the awesome Scott Siglerisms going on out there. So you need to check those out, all right? All right. Anyway, Patio Book listeners flooded the paper with so many comments and feedback that they ran a second story in print and online. You can search it, that covered your groundswell of approval. Keep the comments and support of your favorite authors coming. Obviously, it is making a difference. If you're not checking this stuff out yet, do so. As soon as you finish listening to me, because I want you to finish listening to me first. As soon as you finish listening to me, do that. Go right over there, patiobooks.com, and check it out, would you? All right. Geek news, baby! All the geeky news it's fit to talk about. GamingReport.com reports the dwarves dug too deep, Scandalf would say, and they unleashed a nameless terror beneath the mines. Oon Games, am I right about that? O-O-N-E Games, has just released a new color print, Dwarven Excavation. I mention this because I love playing dwarves, always have. Those are my boys. The Dwarven Excavation, an underground mining complex with tunnels, galleries dug for the sole purpose of extracting precious materials, precious minerals, but often the dwarves dug a tunnel they shouldn't have dug, waking sleeping monsters, invading hostile territories, and can be assembled in a 17 by 22 map in different configurations. Dwarven Excavation. Four full-color maps you can arrange as you wish to form a larger map. You can print them out. You can do what you want with them. Mining camps, mines, the shaft, military outposts, you name it. Cool stuff. Dwarven Excavation, available now from this Oon Games, which I may be horribly mispronouncing. O-O-N-E. You look it up. You find out yourself. IGN reports on Wednesday, 20th Century Fox announced the final title for the upcoming X-Files movie. It's going to be called The X-Files, I Want to Believe. Scheduled for release July 25th, featuring the series' classic team-up, of course, of David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Also from IGN, with the Democratic primary race nearing its final stages, the crucial contest in Pennsylvania's April 22nd primary has become the latest test for the two remaining candidates. In order to cover the political showdown, Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert moved his Colbert Report to Philadelphia this week. On Monday's program, guest Chris Matthews revealed that Senator Hillary Clinton will guest on the Colbert Report this week. Totally cool. Shortly after Matthews spilled the beans, Comedy Central issued a press release stating Clinton would appear on the April 17th show. Look, kids, that's today. So check that out. Finally, from Dark Horizons, High School Musical actress Ashley Tisdale in negotiations to star in a remake of Teen Witch for United Artists, according to the trades. The original 1989 fantasy musical starred Robin Lively as an unpopular high school teen who learns she's a descendant from the Witches of Salem and has inherited their powers. A writer is currently being sought to pen the update. So that is upcoming. That is very cool. And that is your news. And that is Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Email us at podcast or Billy Flynn or Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. And please join the forums.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.